Well, good morning.
Good morning. Greetings and salutations.
Well, today, Lord willing, we're gonna make an attempt to go through the whole chapter of Isaiah 52. That probably is not gonna happen, but we'll give it our best shot. Hello. My notes are all the way down to the end of the chapter. Everything flows together, so it would be really nice if we could finish the whole thing. So, the chapter is broken down into three parts. Verses 1 through 6 is God's calling to redeem Jerusalem. Verses 7 through 10 is God's calling his people to service. And verses 11 to 15, God's calling his people to repentance. Very simple outline. And I found out, as far as I'm studying, this outline is good for any dispensational age you want to go into. It transcends all three. And it's sort of fascinating here because God has not given his book to us for information. He's given us his book for transformation. And so the three things we need for transformation is found in this chapter. God's calling to redeem Jerusalem, that's his promise. Every transformation you and I can make to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ will come from a promise out of his book. Then there's God's calling his people to service. If we're going to transform and be God's people, we have a responsibility that God calls us to. He calls every one of us into responsibility to do his will and to do his work. And then number three, there's God's calling his people to repentance. If we're going to be transformed into the image of Christ the way we should be through the promise of God and through us carrying out the responsibilities that he's given to us, then God gives us his warning. He gives us his warning, because there's always the temptation to go back into the world. Amen. Always. And unfortunately, in our flesh nature, it wants to go back to Egypt. And that's why the Apostle Paul said every day, he said, I die daily. Why? Because his flesh nature is just like your flesh nature. A good night is just like my flesh nature. It wants to go back to Egypt. So that is basically the outline we're going to go with. So let's praise the Lord, and shame on the devil. Shame on the devil. All right? So let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer for Isaiah chapter 52. And Brian, if you don't mind opening these up, that's God's choice blessings on his book.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together this morning. That we may learn from your perfect word. Lord, information we don't get anywhere else. John said that our flesh nature always wants to get back into Egypt, and we are here, Lord, because we don't want to go there.
Amen.
We want to deeply understand your word, even though we are saved. We hunger and thirst for righteousness and for the depth of the meaning of your word, Lord. And it's in your Son's name that we pray for a perfect understanding.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, let's go ahead. We'll start with the, as I said, there's three callings out of this chapter. Again, the first calling is God's calling to redeem Jerusalem. And that's verses 1 through 6. So I'll start with the odd, but let me read the even. And if it's possible, we will make an attempt to make a beeline to that verse 15. But if not, you've got the outline. You've got a gist of what the three points are. And you should have each of us should have a comprehension that our transformation to the image of Christ comes from the promises of his book. It comes from us carrying out our responsibilities that he gives to us. And it comes from heeding the warning that he gives to us. And those are the three things, guys, that as we study this chapter again, Again, remember the children of Israel are in captivity with the Babylonians, and God is talking to them. He's getting ready to pull them out. He's trying to encourage them. And that's the background of what these verses are. So let's start with verse 1, and we'll go to verse 6. And I'll do the odd, I'll let you do the even. And here's the calling. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean.
Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion.
For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money.
For thus saith the Lord God, my people were led out for a fourth time into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause.
Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them, make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually, every day, is blasphemed.
Therefore my people shall know my name, therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I.
Amen and amen. Well, here's the first calling. Notice he said here, awake, awake. And I'm glad to see that all of you guys are here today, because the only way you're going to get here is you had to awake. If you were like me, you might have been in a deep slumber. You might have been in dream world. And I am fascinated by the dream world. I really am, because I do dreams in color. Okay? And it's fascinating. There are times in my dreams I can actually see a book and nearly read it, because I can see the print on it. I can see pictures in it. There are times I can see ornate things and see actually the detail in it. There are times I'm actually talking to people in there, and they're talking right back to me. And in my dream slumber, I'm able to pull back memories from the current world and pop them in there and reflect them back. There are times, my favorite ones is where I'm passing out gospel tracts. Okay? Those are my favorite ones. My nightmares is when in the dream I can't find a gospel tract to pass on to the person. For me, that's a nightmare. Alright? But I have all sorts of types of dreams when I get into the dream world. But it just fascinates me. But I think that's where most of Americans are at today. They're in a dream world that does not exist. All right? And the Lord's calling here, awake, awake. He says it two times, awake. And he's telling them, you're in darkness. Remember, the children of Israel have been in captivity for 70 years. They have been in darkness.